In a market where homes are still selling in 5 days on average, 10 greater Boston towns are quietly handing buyers something they haven't seen in years: real negotiating power.
Let's start with the headline number. 209 sales closed this week across Greater Boston, with an average sale price of $1.22 million and an average of $448 per square foot. The median matched the average almost exactly, which tells us the distribution was unusually tight.
So $122 million average, 209 deals done. That sounds like a hot market. But you're also telling me buyers have leverage somewhere in here?
That's the tension this week. The aggregate looks strong, but the days on market figure is where things get interesting. The market-wide average is just 5 days, yet several towns are sitting at 47 days or more, and that gap is where the opportunity lives.
Walk me through the towns that are actually softening. Where should a buyer be paying close attention right now?
Framingham is the clearest signal. 47-day average DOM and 19% of listings have seen at least one price reduction as of May 2026. That's not a blip. Sellers who priced for a spring frenzy are now adjusting to a different reality.
And Framingham isn't alone on that list.
Not at all. Woburn is showing an average price cut of $28,000. Sellers who overpriced in Q1 are now coming back to the table. And Waltham's median list price has dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak as the affordability ceiling starts to bite.
$42,000 off the peak in Waltham. That's meaningful. What about the South Shore side of the map?
Braintree stands out there. 24% of active listings have been reduced, which is the highest rate on the entire South Shore. Stoughton is also worth flagging for first-time buyers. Under 600K homes are seeing 3-4% price cuts right now.
So if you're a first-timer who's been priced out, Stoughton might actually be a moment to act.
Exactly, and the same logic applies in Medford, where sellers are routinely accepting 2-3% under ask, a complete reversal from 18 months ago when over ask was the norm.
What's driving the softness in some of the other towns on the list? Is it all the same story?
Different causes, same effect. In Malden, out-of-state investors exiting the market are creating unusual supply at below peak prices. In Burlington and Tewksbury, it's demand side. Office-adjacent softening and normalizing remote work patterns along the Route 495 corridor are cooling things down.
Burlington had 22% of listings reduced since April. That's a significant share.
It is. And Quincy rounds out the picture differently. Condo inventory there is at a five-year high, which is suppressing buyer urgency, even on single-family homes, and giving negotiators an opening they wouldn't have had a year ago.
So across all 10 of these towns, what's the realistic range of savings for a buyer who goes in prepared?
The data suggests $20,000 to $60,000 off ask is achievable for buyers who move confidently and come in with a clean offer. That's not a lowball strategy. That's just meeting the market where it actually is.
That's a pretty compelling case for buyers who've been sitting on the sidelines waiting for a signal.
The signal is here, and it's time limited. These conditions of investor sell-offs, affordability ceilings, overpriced Q1 inventory aging out tend to correct once fall demand picks back up. Summer 2026 is genuinely unusual.
If you're a buyer in any of those 10 towns, this week's homework is simple. Pull the price reduction history on every active listing before you make an offer. Sellers are already blinking, and a confident bid could save you up to $60,000.